Page 497, Chapter 20. What message Sir Gawain sent to Sir Lancelot, and King Arthur laid siege to Benwick, and other matters. Then Sir Gawain said to the damsel thus, "Damosel, say ye to Sir Lancelot that it is waste labor now to sue to mine uncle. Foretell him, and he would have made any labor for peace, he should have made it or this time. Foretell him now it is too late, and say that I, Sir Gawain, so send him word, that I promise him by the faith I owe unto God and to knighthood, I shall never leave him till he have slain me or I him." So the damosel wept and departed, and there were many weeping eyen. And so Sir Lucan brought the damosel to her palfrey, and so she came to Sir Lancelot, where he was among all his knights. And when Sir Lancelot had heard this answer, then the tears ran down by his cheeks. And then his noble knights strode about him and said, "Sir Lancelot, wherefore make ye such cheer? Think what ye are and what men we are, and let us noble knights match them in midst of the field." "That may be lightly done," said Sir Lancelot, "but I was never so loath to do battle. And therefore I pray you, fair sirs, as ye loved me, be ruled as I will have you, for I will always flee that noble king that made me knight. And when I may no further, I must needs defend me, and that will be more worship for me and us all than to compare with that noble king whom we have all served." Then they held their language, and as that night they took their rest. And upon the morn early in the dawning of the day, as knights looked out, they saw the city of Benwick besieged round about, and fast they began to set up ladders, and then they defied them out of the town, and beat them from the walls whitely. Then came forth Sir Gawain, well armed, upon a stiff,
strong
steed, and he came before the chief gate, with his spear in his hands, crying, "Sir Lancelot, where art thou? Is there none of you proud knights dare break a spear with me?" Page 498. Then Sir Bors made him ready, and came forth out of the town, and there Sir Gawain encountered with Sir Bors, and at that time he smote Sir Bors down from his horse, and almost he had slain him. And so Sir Bors was rescued and borne into the town. Then came forth Sir Lionel, brother to Sir Bors, and thought to revenge him. And either fettered their spears and ran together, and there they met spitefully. But Sir Gawain had such grace that he smote Sir Lionel down, and wounded him there passing sore. And then Sir Lionel was rescued and borne into the town. And this Sir Gawain came every day, and he failed not but that he smote down one knight or other. So thus they endured half a year, and much slaughter was of people on both parties. Then it befell upon a day, Sir Gawain came afore the gates, armed at all pieces on a noble horse, with a great spear in his hand, and then he cried with a loud voice, "Where art thou now, thou false traitor, Sir Lancelot? Why hidest thou thyself within holes and walls like a coward? Look out now, thou false traitor knight, and here I shall revenge upon thy body the death of my three brethren." All this language heard Sir Lancelot every deal, and his kin and his knights drew about him, and all they said at once to Sir Lancelot, "Sir Lancelot, now must ye defend you like a knight, or else ye be shamed for ever. For now ye be called upon treason. It is time for you to stir, for ye have slept over long and suffered overmuch." "So God help me," said Sir Lancelot. "I am right heavy of Sir Gawain's words, for now he charged me with a great charge. And therefore I wot it as well as ye that I must defend me, or else be recreant." Then Sir Lancelot had saddle his strongest horse, and bade let fetch his arms, and bring all unto the gate of the tower. Page 499. And then Sir Launcelot spake on high unto King Arthur and said, My lord Arthur and noble king that made me knight, wit you well I am right heavy for your sake that ye thus sue upon me. And always I forbear you, for and I would have been vengeable, I might have met you in the midst of the field, and there to have made your boldest knights full tame. And now I have forborne half a year, and suffered you and Sir Gawain to do what ye would do, and now may I endure it no longer. For now must I needs defend myself, insomuch Sir Gawain hath upheld me of treason, the which is greatly against my will that ever I should fight against any of your blood. But now I may not forsake it. I am driven thereto as a beast till a bay. Then Sir Gawain said, Sir Launcelot, an thou darest do battle, leave thy babbling and come off, and let us ease our hearts. Then Sir Launcelot armed him lightly and mounted upon his horse, and either of the knights gat great spears in their hands, and the host without stood still all apart, and the noble knights came out of the city by a great number, insomuch that when Arthur saw the number of men and knights he marveled and said to himself, Alas, that ever Sir Launcelot was against me, for now I see he hath forborne me. And so the covenant was made, there should no man nigh them, nor deal with them, till the one were dead or yielden. Chapter 21. How Sir Launcelot and Sir Gawain did battle together, and how Sir Gawain was overthrown and hurt. Then Sir Gawain and Launcelot departed a great way in sunder, and then they came together with all their horses' might as they might run, and either smote other in midst of their shields. But the knights were so strong, and their spears so big, that their horses might not endure their buffets, and so their horses fell to the earth. And then they avoided their horses, and dressed their shields afore them. Page 500. Then they stood together, and gave many sad strokes on divers places of their bodies, that the blood brast out on many sides and places. Then had Sir Gawain such a grace and gift that an holy man had given to him, that every day in the year, from undern till high noon, his might increased those 3 hours as much as thrice his strength, and that caused Sir Gawain to win great honor. And for his sake King Arthur made an ordinance, that all manner of battles for any quarrels that should be done afore King Arthur should begin at undern. And all was done for Sir Gawain's love, that by likelihood, if Sir Gawain were on the one part, he should have the better in battle while his strength endured 3 hours. But there were but few knights that time living that knew this advantage that Sir Gawain had, but King Arthur all only. Thus Sir Launcelot fought with Sir Gawain, and when Sir Launcelot felt his might evermore increase, Sir Launcelot wondered and dread him sore to be shamed. For as the French book saith, Sir Launcelot weened, when he felt Sir Gawain double his strength, that he had been a fiend and none earthly man. Wherefore Sir Lawrence traced and traversed and covered himself with his shield, and kept his might and his braid during 3 hours.
Braid means attack. Text.
And that while Sir Gawain gave him many sad brunts and many sad strokes, that all the knights that beheld Sir Launcelot marveled how that he might endure him. But full little understood they that travail that Sir Launcelot had for to endure him. And then when it was past noon, Sir Gawain had no more but his own might. Then Sir Launcelot felt him so come down. Then he stretched him up and stood near Sir Gawain and said thus, My lord, Sir Gawain, now I feel ye have done. Now, my lord, Sir Gawain, I must do my part, for many great and grievous strokes I have endured you this day with great pain. Then Sir Launcelot doubled his strokes and gave Sir Gawain such a buffet on the helmet that he fell down on his side, and Sir Launcelot withdrew him from him.